Proverbs 11:2 says, "When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom." Pride is like a drug. I've seen it many times through the years. Once a person becomes prideful, it's like trying to quit smoking when a person recognizes their problem and even repents. Repentance is about the heart. If you've been taught that repentance is works, then you've been lied to. Repentance is a matter of the heart. The first time you see the word heart is in Genesis 6:5. It says, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." The Apostle Paul tells us that we must call on these men whose hearts are filled with evil thoughts continually to repent. And that's in Acts 20:21, "Testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ." And what happens when a sinner with that heart condition repents? There will be a change of heart. Right away, we're told that in the life of the new believer in Romans 10:9-10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That change of heart results in a change of action. Again, Paul described this in Acts 26:20. "But showed first unto them of Damascus, and at Jerusalem, and throughout all the coasts of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, and do works meet for repentance." Repentance is not works, but results in works. And those works simply demonstrate the change of heart that's taken place. The alternative? There's no change in heart. The proud are full of themselves and will not turn to God. The proud will not allow God to change their heart. And when a man is given over to the thoughts of his heart, the result is shame. Many of you listening may already be thinking of the oft-quoted verse, Proverbs 16:18, "Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall." That's all to say that the result is shame. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. And the bottom line truth is that without Christ, all are headed for shame. The only difference between a saved man and the unsaved man is a willingness to repent and be changed by Jesus Christ. Not saved by our own works, but by His works. As believers, our shame is covered by the payment of the blood of Christ on the cross, and we are clothed in His righteousness. But the unbeliever is not clothed, and one day will stand in shame before a great white throne. His pride will result in eternal shame. This is spelled out in a number of biblical texts, but none better than Revelation 16:15. "Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame." In the letter to the church at Laodicea, Jesus is speaking to the unsaved, Christ-rejecting, lukewarm professors. He's knocking, still trying to get in. And he says this in Revelation 3:18, "I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see." There is shame in this life to those with pride. And there's shame in the next life, and it's eternal. If those full of pride will not repent toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, and pride is certainly something that should not be present in the life of the born-again Christian. That's why the Apostle John wrote to believers in 1 John 2:28, where he says, "And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming."